The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every morning is a new opportunity to take in the news of the day and the challenges of life and try to make sense of it all. Right now, we've got a show that tackles the topics and asks what you think. So get ready to start your day with a bold look at history as it happens. Let's learn, live, and sometimes laugh together. It's the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Hour number three, things we haven't gotten to yet, ideas I haven't fully fleshed out, updates on stuff brought up earlier in the show. That is the playground of the 9 o'clock hour. And you get to hop on in as well at 866-660-5759. 866-660-5759. That's where you call us. And that is also the ViaScan of Las Colinas text line. Oh, look what happened there. ViaScan text line, same number, 866-660-5759. So from the text line, hey, Mark, Kmart, in fact, no longer exists. You know, I thought that, and the weirdness of memory, I could have sworn like I felt like I drove by one, you know, like in Hearst or something. I don't, not to pick a town where it seems like there'd be a Kmart. There was one like there on Highway 10 at some point. Anyway, maybe my memory is flawed, clearly. So I went and looked. And yeah, I guess like the last one shut its doors in 23 or something like that as they dwindled mightily. And there was a merger with Sears and all this. Stores are crazy. The stores of my youth. Whatever happened to Foley's? You know, I mean, you can still find it. Stores in general, please, in the era of Amazon. Anyway, what brought this to light? What in the world got us to Kmart? Oh, it was something, a sort of a risque double entendre ad that ran earlier, and the quintessential one of those, and I really need to refer to it very carefully, and I have now posted it on the X, and it was a Kmart ad. It never ran. I think they made it, and it was just for online purposes or whatever, but it was about Kmart's ability to deliver things by mail or UPS, whether it was clothing items or furniture items or whatever. And the tagline was, hey, I just shipped my pants, S-H-I-P-P-E-D. But they moved through it pretty quickly, including a kid. So if it's in all of its glory, Kmart no longer exists, but that genius ad will cement them forever in my affectionate memory pantheon. The Kmart ship my pants ad is there on my Twitter feed, along with other ostensibly more important things. Let's examine some of those. 866-660-5759. I suppose it's as good a time as any to take a look at the latest in the crazy Rashee Rice car accident story. There were two waves of reaction about this yesterday to me, text line and elsewise. It was like, why does this matter? Why is everybody talking about this? And by the way, car accident, nobody died. There were some folks hurt. You know, I always have the Mark Davis newsworthiness index, and it involves various factors. Let's see, oddity, familiarity, and impact. Anytime you're wondering why a story is big, there are three things that it can have. Impact is how much it directly affects your life or people's lives or stuff like, you know, a tornado affects your town, a hurricane bears down, 9/11, wars. I mean, the impact value of those is obvious. Familiarity is newsworthiness because it's somebody who you know. You know, dude down the street gets married, not front page of the paper. Troy Aikman gets married, front page of the paper. So familiarity, et cetera. And oddity is just something that's just crazy. That'll add to newsworthiness. You know, woman at Baylor Hospital has twins, not in the paper. Octuplets, it's in the paper. So oddity, familiarity, and impact. So if a Super Bowl ring-wearing kid with local ties accidents happen all the time, but people walking away from them on camera, not so much every day, and then so there's an oddity element there. The familiarity is because it is Rashee Rice, who is an SMU star and a Kansas City Chiefs star, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why it's in the news. The thing that strikes me societally and has me paying attention to this is with so much talk of privilege and so much of it being phony, the real privilege, I mean the real privilege, kicks in, irrespective of race. I mean, OJ killed somebody and walked free, so don't talk to me about privilege. Fame and money. Hollywood stars, athletes, the fame and money. Boy, you got to have those things in your corner, and you will do far better in our justice system. So Teresa Woodard had the latest on the overnight Rashee Rice crash developments.
The evening talking with several attorneys. The victims of this crash are angry that the people who hurt them didn't stop to help them. But tonight, one of those attorneys also confirmed to me both cars that were speeding on Central Expressway are tied to Rashee Rice.
Yeah, this is weird because you got a Corvette and you've got a Lamborghini. And when I heard a Corvette and a Lamborghini, I thought, okay, wow. And then I saw the video. There's dash cam video of like the moment of this thing. It's like, ooh, it's very chilling. And I said, that doesn't look like a Lamborghini. It looks like an SUV. Well, it's a Lamborghini SUV. The Lambo people decided, no, we're going to make SUV. And you can rent them. I don't know if Teresa's story mentions this. There's what's the outfit called? The Classic Lifestyle. Love. That's if you're looking to rent, a Bentley or something, or a Lamborghini SUV, which apparently Rashee Rice did often. He was a reliable customer. Definition of reliable being that he hadn't crashed any of our cars yet. I think the price tag on this was like $1,700 a day, which, if you're in the NFL, you can afford. So Lamborghini SUV and a Corvette. And I thought, well, which one belongs to him? Probably the Lambo SUV. Bottom line is the Corvette might belong to him, the Lamborghini SUV. He had just rented, apparently. So, all right.
The driver of the white Lexus SUV, the one right in front of the camera, must have checked her mirrors about now, saw it coming, and screamed.
By the time she let her scream out, they'd already been rear-ended, hit from behind at a very high rate of speed.
The Patterson Law Group represents the husband and wife who were in the SUV, one of six vehicles involved in a major crash on Central Expressway in Dallas.
She had a very big laceration on her left eye.
This guy needs to thank his parents for giving him one of the coolest names ever. Tennessee Walker, attorney for the Patterson Law Group.
Her eyelid. She's got several stitches that were put in there at the hospital in her left eye. And the eye socket is completely swollen and black and blue.
As her husband crawled out the back window, he told his attorney he saw the people in the two luxury cars that caused the crash leaving the scene.
So this is opportunity number one for all of us to ask, what if we had done that? Can people die in accidents that look like this? Nobody did here. I don't want to belittle anybody's injuries. We didn't have 14 broken bones or anything, but this is terrible hearing Mr. Walker describe what happened to that lady in the Lexus SUV after being, caromed around like a pinball by these street racing idiots, and then they leave the scene. That's a jail time thing. And it should be. Anybody think Rashee Rice is going to hear the slamming of an iron door for this? Yeah, I'll believe that when it happens.
Walking away, police sources told WFAA the vehicles were racing. The Corvette is registered to Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice, who is from North Texas. And the Lamborghini was leased to Rice, according to an attorney for the company that leased it. That attorney told me soon after the crash, Rice admitted to the company there'd been a wreck and said he would pay for the damage. But since that initial contact, Rice has gone, quote, radio silent.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he'll pay for the damage. Well, A, darn right you will, but B, not the only kind of payment that we tend to look for. There's the payment to society for, you know, committing crimes. Street racing on 75? On a busy weekend afternoon as it gets ready to turn to evening? And then you cause a wreck and then you leave the scene? Oh, there will be some money involved here. But what a mockery it is going to be when, and I'm not looking at Avrashi Rice, you know, strapped to the gurney in Huntsville or anything, but just you're about to see the very, very different levels of justice afforded to people when they are famous and rich.
He did not tell the company who was behind the wheel, but according to the contract, Rice was the only person with permission to drive it.
From our perspective and my client's perspective, it doesn't really matter who it was. It was just simply that, you know, the people who caused this, they compounded an already bad situation.
Okay, it matters. Actually, it does matter who it is, because it is the drivers who carry the brunt of the blame. If Rashi Rice, it's kind of funny. It's there's no good avenue here for young Mr. Rice. He's either driving it, which means the whole thing is, you know, his fault, or he's not driving it, which is in violation of his lease agreement.
With the reckless driving behavior and causing the wreck by leaving the scene.
Now, that husband and wife who were involved in the crash did not want to be identified. Both are continuing to suffer symptoms of concussions. Rice's attorney, State Senator Royce West, said in a statement yesterday that his client is cooperating with authorities, but West did not return our calls or emails today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And yes, that is State Senator Royce West, who I've always liked and who is a person of principle and stature and a good attorney and, you know, one of my favorite Democrats, was one of the most affectionate things I can say. Not a good time to be Rashi Rice's attorney. That's going to be a bit of a challenge. All right, let me pause, come back, calls on this, various other things, 866-660-5759. I mentioned, it's funny, every time I see people on the TV box, I go, hey, vice presidential research underway. Do you find yourself thinking about that whole Sarah Huckabee Sanders action, governor of Arkansas, just like her dad was? She was on with Jesse Waters last night, so give a listen to that. Give a listen to you and see what your thoughts are. 866-660-5759. Multi-topic final hour. Happy Wednesday. Glad you are here. Mark Davis, 921. It's 9:26. Little Bruce Hornsby and Harbor Lights. Shining lights on all kinds of issues on this Wednesday morning. 866-660-5759. I got stuff. I got things I haven't gotten to yet, but you guys are on the phone, so let me take care of you first. We are out. It's a busy Lamar County day. We're out in Paris. Hey, Mike, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
Good. Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I agree with you totally on the concept of the voucher program, and I love Governor Abbott, but I'm concerned, and I'd like to hear your take or your ideas about how the voucher program would be implemented. For example, my son teaches school way out in West Texas, mm-hmm. and they have less than 200 kids, pre-K through 12. Mm-hmm. They cover the entire county and part of another county.
Right.
And they'd have to drive for hundreds of miles to get to any choice. And they don't have any choice. And I just wonder how would it be implemented for the majority of the school districts in Texas that have no choices out there?
Gotcha. Great question. Here's the marketplace answer, and then we'll see what you think of it. The school finance bill has a voucher proposal that allocates about $10,500 per year per student that people can use however they want. It gives parents choice. It can't give it, it can't automatically wave a wand that creates five alternative schools within 30 miles of your house if you live, you know, in the northern panhandle. I mean, that's it's always going to be the choice that's available to you in the place where you choose to live. It's part, this is part of why I found some of the rural lawmakers, famously Gary Van Dever and others, who said that they just can't support vouchers because they thought it was going to spell the death of public schools in their little towns. I think that that's just a scare tactic. I don't think it'll happen at all. In fact, if indeed the public school is like the only driving force for education and community and all kinds of other lovely things, I think that's a public school that's likely to survive and thrive if they have their act together.
Okay. Well, I just... It sounds like it's something that might could work in the big places, but the little schools are still going to have to, rely upon their own.
They'll be fine. I mean, I think life will be, there'll be probably more change, in a Dallas ISD, a Fort Worth ISD, than you would have in the Childress ISD, to be sure, just to pick a town. But you give people choice, and then their choices are splayed out over whatever the actual community is where they have chosen to live. That's all, that too is part of consumer and parent and family choice. Mike, thank you. Appreciate it very, very much. All right, 866-660-5759. All right, we're bandying back and forth from all kinds of different issues. On July 20th, at Jerry World, something's going to happen. And it feels like people want me to have a rooting interest, and I think I probably do. Do you want 57-year-old Mike Tyson to just beat the holy stuffing out of mouthy YouTuber Jake Paul, who is 27? Now, here's the thing. Jake Paul ain't kidding around. He's had some matches. He's won some, not against anybody that was like a serious big-time contending boxer. But it's not a joke. It's not a bit. The dude is kind of good. So Tyson, who in his prime was one of the most feared forces on the planet in the history of boxing, but now he's 57. How much has he still got? Jake Paul, who is not like Mike Tyson or Evander Holyfield or Ali when he was 27, but he is 27. So it seemed like somebody's going to get their clock cleaned here, but who will it be? Mike Tyson was on Hannity last night. It was worth a brief listen. And your thoughts are welcome. 866-660-5759. Mark Davis, 931. And Nikki Whaley is in the newsroom. Man, I never play this. Nothing against it. It's a good Memphis kid, Jimmy Jameson, and the boys of Survivor. Fire that up for Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. That was, which Rocky movie was that? 3, which was Rocky and Mr. T. Clubber Lang. There you go. Clubber Lang. And he turns to his old adversary, Apollo Creed, the late, great Carl Weathers. Well, Stallone outlived everyone. Of course, Mr. T still on. Here, let me do a call real quick because Tyson was on with. Here's, I feel like as an old guy that like for old school, and I mean I'm old enough to remember, you know, the Ali fights. I mean not the ones so much in 1966, but his ascendancy. But you know Ali and Frazier, down goes Frazier, down go. You know the big super fight there, March 8th, 1971. You know I remember all that, and then it was, speaking of Memphis, when I was there. Hagler and Hearn saw that in a massive pay-per-view in an arena. It was crazy. And I miss boxing. You know, Evander Holyfield and Tyson was like the last huge major star. You know, and now you get all the UFC folks, and that's all lovely, and everybody loves all the UFC stuff. It's fine. But it's, no. So what we have here is maybe the most feared fighter ever, but now he's 57, up against a young man in Jake Paul, who's admittedly good, I mean really good. 30 years Tyson's junior. Am I interested? Of course I am. Is this just weird? And should it even be? Some people say this should not happen. Why not? Why not? There are people who, and what's the ticket price going to be for this? It'll be on Netflix, so you can watch it at home. But so I think, and Hannity will reveal this here in a minute, that I think generationally. And by the way, I have nothing against when Jake Paul announced that he's going to try a boxing career. I thought, dork, but he's really put his heart and his mind, and his body into it. And he seems to be really good. So good for him. But against Tyson, even at 57, here, real quick, hang on a second, because here's the little audio. Have you seen the Mike Tyson videos, little video clips that he has put out? The quote from Mike, it's a full circle moment. It'll be beyond thrilling to watch. I started Jake on his boxing journey on the undercard of my fight with Roy Jones, and now I plan to finish him. Here's Mike at the gym.
One more. Day three. You still want to with me?
Okay. There's Iron Mike. How's that going to go? I feel like everybody, does everybody my age want Mike Tyson to just destroy this kid? Maybe. We'll hear Mike on Hannity here in a second. First, a little phone call action. We're in Dallas. Grant, Mark Davis, welcome. How are you, sir?
Mark, good morning to you. Thanks for having me on. We need Mike Tyson to help us stand up and combat ranked choice voting that's slipping into the city of Dallas. I wanted to make sure everybody was aware of it. The Dallas, they have every 5 years, they have their charter review committee, and it's just really eye-popping to see the things they are promoting.
Let's do the term and then tell me what your perception is of the degree to which it's about to rear its head, because I don't like it either. Rather than you walk into the polling place and vote for somebody and whoever gets the most votes wins, ranked choice voting gives you the opportunity to rank candidates in order of preference. Now, this sounds like, ooh, this is kind of cool, because sometimes there's somebody who I sort of like. So you can actually put, here's my first favorite, here's my second, here's my third. You get lesser benefit for, there's less oomph to everybody's choice for second and third, but you can sometimes get, if enough people have a strong second place showing and not enough people vote for the first place person, then you can wind up with a bit of a tilted result. I think it's screwy. I think it's ridiculous. What is your level of understanding of the degree to which people want to try to shoehorn it into us locally?
Well, I think that, with the city of Dallas, what starts there can filter into the county and other communities. People think they're safe in Denton, Collin, Tarrant, other counties, and this takes hold, and it defeats democracy. So it's really terrible, and people need to wake up and start getting into this. If you Google or DuckDuckGo Dallas Charter Review Committee, it'll take you to their page. And you can actually look at the ridiculous proposed amendments. They're listed. And this is an affront to democracy. It's supposed to be one American, one vote. And this is really bad. Even in their own paperwork, Mark, you'll love this. The pro that the staffer wrote in the paperwork for the proposal said this is exactly like they have in Austin, so we should pass it.
Well, if you ever want to throw shade at something, suggest that it's just like they have in Austin. All right, Grant, thank you. Appreciate it very much. All right, so Hannity, Tyson, last night.
All right, the fight's going to take place July 20th. It's going to be in Arlington, Texas, streamed on Netflix. Here now with more, former heavyweight champion, the one and only Mike Tyson. Good to see you, my friend.
What's up, Sean?
Oh, this is going to be great.
Listen, will you please promise me you're going to kick this guy's ass and shut him up, please?
Hey, I will do just that for you.
So you're going out, you're going to do it for me. All right. I watched your training video. I know you're in super shape. You're going into this fight. You're nearly twice as old as this guy.
More than.
Is that an advantage for him? Younger, faster. Although you look, you know, you looked like you were on your A game in the video.
I mean, do you feel?
Yeah.
I don't think he's faster than me.
Right. How hard are you training?
I train every day.
Okay. How many hours a day are you training?
Hey, I take it serious. Listen. Well, listen, it's the whole day. It's the process goes through the whole day. I get up in the morning, do the road work. Then I go to the gym at 1. Then I go to the strength and conditioning guy. Then it starts all over again.
So is it even possible to quantify this on paper? On paper, how does this go? I mean, the paper would suggest. Wouldn't the paper suggest? Jake Paul is going to be in a fight against a guy who's more than twice his age. That would suggest just a huge benefit for Jake Paul. Except the guy who's twice his age is one of the most fearsome fighting machines ever born to the planet. How much has age take? I mean, is this Tyson at 30? Obviously not. But even Tyson at 57 may be enough to just destroy Jake Paul. Unless it's not. That's what makes it just, I just confess to being completely, totally fascinated by this. Now, here's the thing. If you're thinking guys a little past their prime, but who were once great, Evander Holyfield in an exhibition, I think just a few years ago, took on an up-and-coming boxer, and the up-and-coming boxer kicked Holyfield's butt in like 6 languages. Yeah, but Holyfield ain't Tyson. So I don't know. Okay, now in another head snapping pivot, this could be the 48th president of the United States and first woman president. If Donald Trump chooses a female running mate and wins. Would think, and obviously can only run once. We're done here. He will have been elected twice. Constitution says we're done at 2. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, whoever the Trump running mate is, will have quite the leg up on the 2028 nomination, right? So let's start this with a thought. This was Hillary. I know, don't turn the radio off. It'll just be 30 seconds. On Jimmy Fallon, And Jimmy asked her about people who don't, who aren't fond of the choices.
What do you say to voters who are upset that those are the two choices?
Get over yourself. Those are the two choices. One is old and effective and compassionate, yeah. Has a heart and really cares about people. And one is old and has been charged with 91 felonies. I don't understand why this is even a hard choice, really. Yeah. I don't understand it. Yeah. But we have to go through the election, and hopefully people will realize what's at stake, because it's an existential question. What kind of country we're going to have, what kind of democracy we're going to have. And people who blow that off are not paying attention, because it's not like Trump, his enablers, his empowerers, his allies are not telling us what they want to do. I mean, they're pretty clear about what kind of country they want.
Yeah, we are. And it's called not the kind that we have now. So Sarah Huckabee Sanders on with Jesse about that.
One by one by one, how would you assess the Biden campaign?
Well, I think that they are in desperation mode, and I think it's clear. I will say I finally found something that I agree with CNN on. I don't know that Joe Biden is personally involved in his administration. Right. I'm not even sure if he knows he's president most of the time. Yeah. But what I do know is that his team and his administration are screwing up literally everything they touch. We had a strong economy under President Trump. We had a secure border. We had national security that actually meant something. Our values, the things that matter to Americans, were being upheld. Every single thing that they do is at the destruction of our great country. It's why we are seeing President Trump's numbers continue to surge, and they are looking for anything they can to distract from these two people's records. This is a very clear contrast. You have one person who was a president that had a tremendous and successful record, and one that has a record of complete disaster. President Trump is winning because the contrast is clear, and they will look for any and everything they can to distract from that.
You know, if every time you're on TV, I want you to be vice president more, that's something. I mean, I would suggest that that happens with J.D. Vance. It happens with Sarah Huckabee Sanders. It doesn't happen so much with Tim Scott. And I love Senator Scott, but it's like, okay, you know, okay. But wow, she's awesome.
You need to hear what Trump said about Joe Biden threatening Medicare and Social Security by opening up the border. Listen to this.
We are actually becoming, if you think about it, a third world country. And we're not going to let that happen. We're not going to let it happen. So to every Wisconsin voter, if you want to help Joe Biden wheel Granny off the cliff, if you want to help Joe Biden wheel Granny off the cliff to fund government benefits for illegals, then vote for crooked Joe Biden.
He's taking the Obama line, wheel Granny off the cliff, and throwing it right to Joe.
And he's exactly right. If we continue to fund and allow illegal immigrants to flood into our country and bankrupt our system, then it's going to be really hard for us to fund programs that are necessary for seniors and for the vulnerable population that already exists in our country.
So one of the greatest compliments I can say about Sarah Huckabee Sanders is that my affection for the prospect of her being named as Trump's running mate has absolutely nothing to do with her chromosomes. Unlike Kamala Harris, her greatness and her appeal and her value does not stem from her womanhood or anything. She is great. As I always say, I don't care about the pigment or the plumbing. I care about the brain, the heart, and the spine. And she's got just straight thumbs up on all of those. Happens to be a woman. So, hey, bonus, if people perceive that that's a plus, and it probably is. So, all right, there's a little VP update. 950. Love it, love it, love it. It's Patti Loveless, but it's the songwriting of Richard Thompson, who is 75 today. For producer Rhonda K. Moreland on the Twitter, X at producer Rhonda K. Mercy. And thank you, Mr. Matt, for the technical guru skills. Thank you, Nikki Whaley, for news excellence. Mark Davis, God bless our troops, our families, our country. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. See you in the morning. Mark Davis, 6:60 a.m. The Answer. Mike Gallagher's next.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.